It's Wednesday, May 18th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Five Indonesian nationals who had their assets frozen by the United States are suspected of financing Islamic State efforts to recruit teenagers, reports International Christian Concern. The Islamic militant group seeks to recruit young fighters in the Muslim-majority country that they can send to Syria and other areas where ISIS operates. Jesus said, "See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I tell you that in heaven their angels always see the face of my Father who is in heaven." Matthew 18, verse 10. Two suspects are in Indonesia, while the other three are at Camp Al-Hol in Syria near the Turkish border. Last Monday, May 9th, the U.S. Treasury Department named the five suspects, saying the United States had frozen their U.S. assets and prohibited people from engaging in certain transactions with them. In Jakarta, Brigadier General Ahmad Nirwahid, Director of Prevention for Indonesia's National Counterterrorism Agency, confirmed that the five were foreign terrorist fighters, a term used for Indonesian nationals who join militant groups abroad. Unless it's challenged or repealed by a future federal government, a law recently signed by President Joe Biden will mandate that all new vehicles sold after 2026 have electronic kill switches that could, in theory, be used by government officials or even hackers to gain control of one's ride without oversight, reports LifeSiteNews.com. The kill switch law was buried deep inside Biden's pro-homosexual $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill that passed late last year. The mandate would not only potentially allow for law enforcement to shut one's car off, but also track the car metrics, location, and even possibly passenger load. Republican Congressman Madison Cawthorn of North Carolina was soundly defeated in the Republican primary last night, ending a scandal-plagued political career that embarrassed Western North Carolina voters, reports CNBC. State Senator Chuck Edwards, who was endorsed by U.S. Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina, clobbered Cawthorn, who was endorsed by former President Trump. Since becoming the youngest person currently serving in Congress, Cawthorn has twice been cited by police for bringing a firearm to the airport and has been stopped by North Carolina Highway Patrol at least three times, reports the Daily Mail. During one stop on March 3rd, Cawthorn was informed that he was driving with an invalid license and was forced to switch seats with an unknown female passenger. He's also been accused of insider trading over a Washington Examiner report suggesting Cawthorn could have had a role in a pump-and-dump cryptocurrency scheme. You can watch a 7-minute video of Cawthorn defending himself and a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Proverbs 12, verse 15 says, "The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but a wise man is he who listens to counsel." The GOP Pennsylvania primary race for Senate is too close to call. The latest polling shows that Dr. Mehmet Oz, the celebrity television doctor who received Donald Trump's backing, could win, reports Politico. But so could Kathy Barnett, the Christian pro-lifer who was conceived in rape, or maybe Dave McCormick, a former hedge fund CEO with his own strong ties to the Trump world. The last poll indicated that McCormick had 25% support, and Oz and Barnett were tied at 24%. As of 11:21 p.m. Central Time, McCormick was in a slight lead with 347,664 votes, reports Channel 11 WPXI-TV. Dr. Oz had 345,748 votes, and Kathy Barnett had 269,979 votes. The life of 86-year-old missionary Ruth Whitfield was cut short by a bullet shot by an 18-year-old white racist named Peyton Gendron, reports the Christian Post. She was one of the 13 people slain as he sprayed 70 bullets in Topps supermarket in Buffalo, New York on Saturday afternoon. 11 of the people he killed were black and 2 were white. Reverend Kevin Coakley, senior pastor of Durham Memorial AME Zion Church, said, quote, "She was a member of this church for over 50 years. She did it all, from the choir to missionary work, a loving, gentle giant in the faith who we are proud of. She lived a very great and gracious life. We are saddened. We are hurt. We are just devastated, distraught. But we are powerful people who trust in God, and we will pray for added strength to aid this family and other families in Buffalo who are suffering from this heinous act." End quote. And finally, Huntsville, Alabama beat out 149 other cities in the best places to live in the U.S. With a population of less than 500,000, Huntsville offers housing affordability and a great quality of life. Boulder, Colorado had held the title for the two previous years. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, May 18th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.